Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. To experience the ocean is to know vastness and change. The scale is enormous, emptiness in all directions, and changing conditions that range from mirror calm to anger that suggests the wrath of God. To master such an environment is impossible, but from time immemorial, sailors have tried, and their solutions represent a history of ingenuity and invention, self-reliance and cooperation, and competence with which to meet constant challenge. The primary technical response to ocean condition is the ship, the vessel, whether large or small, inshore or transoceanic, that carries the crew and, of course, the precious cargo of goods, people, and ideas. Each vessel is a human response to a particular problem at sea. Fishing in the water or along the bottom, short passage or long passage, configuration and size, dependent on what is to be done. Modern technology has produced ever larger and more efficient ships designed to meet the new economies of bulk transfer of oil and gas, or the containers in which now almost all manufactured goods are transported across the world. The past few years have seen the construction of larger and larger ships. The Knock Nevis, for example, is the world's longest ship, a 1,456-foot tanker that can hold over 4 million barrels of oil, enough to meet the daily consumption demands of a small town. The cruise ship industry has also engaged in major expansion, growing in size at what seems an exponential rate. The Queen Mary II, for example, at 1,104 feet, carries 3,000 passengers, in itself a small town. The world's largest ship is the Emma Maersk, built in Denmark for the Danish shipping giant Maersk Lines, 1,302 feet in length and 184 feet wide, designed for long runs between Europe and the Pacific at maximum speeds of 25 knots or more, operated by a crew of 13. The largest 19th-century sailing vessels, by contrast, were approximately 25% her size, could make 10 knots with all sails flying, and were manned by crews of 200 or more. The Emma Maersk is powered by a 14-cylinder diesel engine that generates 110,000 horsepower at the highest environmental standards, and is operated by a computer system that can be controlled from the engine room and remotely from the bridge. The ship has more than 8,000 data collectors to monitor the conditions of the engine and the status of all the ship's functions, maximizing her efficiencies and alerting the crew to potential problems and dangers. What is most remarkable, however, is her cargo capacity of 11,000 containers. We've all seen those steel boxes on trucks passing us on the highway, or loaded on trains, or piled in large stacks as we pass by coastal ports. The container transformed cargo utility and safety, and like the ceramic jar, burlap wrapper, wooden barrel, and crate before, has become the indispensable means of transfer of almost everything. 11,000 containers. The Emma Maersk became somewhat infamous for an early voyage that carried an enormous volume of Christmas toys from China to Europe, and an equally large return shipment of recyclable waste from Europe to China, the irony of which was not lost on the world's press. Nonetheless, consider the implication of transporting such volume along the Atlantic coast of the U.S., for example, removing 11,000 trucks daily from our congested highways, eliminating exhaust emissions and accident potential from the roads. At one time, almost all north-south transport of goods in America was by coastal shipping. Is it possible such activity could return? It is growing more probable every day as gas prices increase and the highways become paralyzed by growing gridlock. It may not be possible, however, as the United States, unlike Denmark, has allowed its shipbuilding capacity to stagnate and die to the point where we have limited capability for the construction of such vessels should we ever need them. We explore that problem and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.